Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnenem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on government's nation first model. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi highlights Northeast Central role in India's future. Total of 36 projects sanctioned under PM Divine across Northeast since October 2022. And External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar says center in touch with the US to ensure no mistreatment to deportees. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which is not focused on appeasement but on satisfaction. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister said this while replying in the Rajya Sabha to the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses of the parliament.
सबका साथ सबका विकास ये तो हम सबका दायित्व है और इसीलिए तो देश ने हम सबको यहाँ बैठने का अवसर दिया है 2014 के बाद देश ने हमें सेवा करने का अवसर दिया देश दूसरी बार तीसरी बार हमें सेवा करने का मॉडल बनाती है उसका कारण देश की जनता ने हमारे विकास के मॉडल को परखा है समझा है और समर्थन दिया है
Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for Congress and accused Congress of following the model of what he called cheating, appeasement and nepotism. He said his government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization. The Prime Minister highlighted that his government has strengthened pro-ST and SC laws to protect their interests. Mr. Modi also talked about the government's efforts for the welfare of Divyangs and OBC communities. Leader of Opposition, Lok Sabha and Congress member Rahul Gandhi has highlighted the centrality of the Northeast to India's vision and development. He said this during a recent interaction with students from Nagaland.
I think one of the central issues is that when I went to school, I never read Naga culture. I don't know what it is. You know the only thing I read about Naga culture when I was in school? Headhunters. But that's not true because there's a Naga culture, there's a Naga history, there's a Naga tradition. But Nagas know it. Nobody else in India knows it. That's a huge problem. And I think Northeast should be much more central in India's thinking and vision than it currently is.
In a post on X today, Mr. Gandhi shared that he discussed the future of mobility, particularly how vehicles will evolve with technological advancements. He also emphasized the need to adapt the education system to this paradigm shift, ensuring that young Indians are equipped with the necessary skills and knowledge to thrive and take the country forward. A total of 36 projects worth nearly 5,000 crore rupees have been sanctioned under the Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region, PM Divine, since its inception in October 2022. Out of these, two projects have been completed. Projects sanctioned under PM Divine scheme in Nagaland include livelihood projects relating to special development of Eastern Nagaland, construction of power substation at Sitrongsi to Dimapur with associated lines, educational infrastructure and facility development in polytechnics and upgradation of radiation oncology center at CIHSR. Works for all the four projects have been awarded according to information given by Minister of State for Donor Dr. Sukanta Majumdar in Rajya Sabha today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar today said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to encourage legal mobility and discourage illegal movement. Dr. J. Shankar said this in Rajya Sabha on the deportation of Indian nationals from the US. He said it is obligatory for nations to take back citizens who are found living illegally in other countries. The minister informed that the process of deportation is not new and it is a continuous process in which both military and civilian aircraft are used. He said the Indian government is in touch with US authorities to ensure that no mistreatment is meted out to the deportees. Earlier in the day, the deportation of Indian nationals from the US rocked both houses of parliament as the opposition demanded discussion over the issue. External Affairs Minister Dr. J. Shankar made a similar statement in the Lok Sabha. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the safety and welfare of Indian students studying outside the country are the priority of the government. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha, he said, the government has taken several measures to protect the interests of Indian students who have returned from conflict zones. He said the government is sympathetic and responsive to their welfare. Stating that the government has brought back hundreds of students from conflict zones, the minister said it allowed medical students from Ukraine to transfer their education programs to a third country and permitted practical exams in India.
The government carefully monitors the number of students in all foreign countries. We also carefully monitor their welfare. Wherever there is a situation of any tension or likelihood of violence, we alert students as we had done in Ukraine. Where there is a requirement for us to take any further steps, like running a flight to for their rescue or any other situation like that, we are prepared. We always have contingency plans for that.
The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the annual interaction program of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with students, will be held in a new format this season. The program will now be held in 8 episodes. It is scheduled to be held on the 10th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Education Ministry said under the new format, renowned personalities from diverse fields will interact with students and share their experiences and knowledge. It informed that in this program, 36 students from each state and union territory have been selected from various schools to interact directly with the Prime Minister. The ministry added that in the first episode, the Prime Minister will interact with the students. A one-day awareness and GP onboarding camp on PM Vishwakarma was conducted today at Wokha. The program was held by the MSME Development and Facilitation Office, Dimapur, in association with the Department of Industries and Commerce and District Administration. Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar highlighted that the scheme recognizes artisans and craftspeople across various trades and offers skill enhancement and training opportunities. He also emphasized the importance of selecting genuine candidates so that both individuals and communities can fully benefit from the scheme. During the program, toolkits were handed over to 5 beneficiaries who had completed carpentry training. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant today highlighted the significance of setting higher goals. He was addressing the two-day 53rd Games and Sports Meet 2025 of the Angami Sports Association at IG Stadium, Kohima. He urged athletes not to limit their focus to state-level competitions, but have the vision and determination to excel on national and international platforms. Mr. Ramnikant also commended the association's efforts in nurturing young talent and promoting athletic excellence within the community. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on government's nation-first model. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi highlights Northeast Central role in India's future. Total of 36 projects sanctioned under PM Devine across Northeast since October 2022. And External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says center in touch with the US to ensure no mistreatment to deportees. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.